being like a lost puppy dog out there.
Yeah.
And there was a play in the second quarter that makes your point for you. When he threw that ball off, he had two post routes going. And if he makes the right read and throws to the other guy, it's a 65-yard touchdown.
Yep.
It ends up being a dropped interception.
Yep.
This guy was making $2.5 million this year. And he says he loves the program. Why don't you give that money back, Cade? You weren't worth it. I mean, your junior year was great. You had, 38 touchdowns, something like that. You still had, 12 interceptions. But, man, you just never developed. And we were sold a bill of goods. We were sold a bill of goods on a lot of these guys. And it's hard for me to give up my hard-earned money to see these guys wearing diamond chains around their necks. All right? They make more money than I do, and they expect me to give up money to fulfill their lifestyle.
I
have at least a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah. You know, Ben, I can't throw a football as well as he can. I can't see the field as well as he can. I can't tell you this, though. I think I could take a ball under center and get the snap and hand it to the right guy. Like that.
I can too. Yeah.
That doesn't seem all that hard to me, but time and time again. One of the worst enemies of Cade Klubnik this past year is the All-22 film. When you see guys that are wide open and he checks out of that and throws in the coverage. And there was a great thing. Eric McLean did a great study this year. I think it was against Syracuse, where they had three guys on one side, only two guys from Syracuse covering them up. They had a screen call to that side and two offensive linemen releasing. So basically it was like a 5-on-3. And that was a play call. Instead, he comes back to a covered wide receiver on a little dig route. And I'm like, wait a minute, man. Like, that the play was there. You know, you can add up.
Yeah.
5 is greater than 3. My math tells me that's the play. And yet you go to a cover guy
on the backside.
Look at the back
of the thumb, and he's got a 4.0. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of fans. Had a guy ask me when graduation is. Before all this, and I didn't know. And he goes, look it up for me. I went, why? And he goes, because I want to make sure that quarterback walks across the stage.
Yeah. Well, there's another point I want to make, too. There's two more points. There's a kid at Furman, that defensive end. Take a filler out on that guy. I mean, that guy's a football player.
Yeah.
14 and a half sacks, and that's a football player.
Yeah.
He's got to be cheap. And another thing is, too, T.J. Moore is a first quarter monster or a first half monster, and then they just go away from it.
Yeah.
He's had 100 yards in a couple of games this year in the first half, and then he's just gone. You don't even see the ball going his way anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the play calling, some of the designs, some of the play designs, some of it I don't get. But I've got less of a problem with that than the idea of making the simple layup. More than that is the accountability, that we can have a guy hand it to the wrong guy, make the wrong read, go rogue and go off on his own plays, and yet we just keep putting him back out there. Like,
hey, go rogue. You should sit your butt on the bench.
Yeah, that's a pretty good motivator, according to Bobby Knight. Right?
Yeah, it is. All right, thank you, Mickey.
Thank you,
man. I appreciate you. Have a great Monday.
Thank you, buddy. You too. I love Boone, North Carolina. That's beautiful up there, man. That's absolutely stunning. Let me get Jerry in Simpsonville. Jerry, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Good, Mick. How you doing?
Bless. Hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, good deal. Hope you have a happy new year. We had a good Christmas
good.
As well.
Good.
Listen, I've been listening to your show. I agree with your takes. I think our first priority, while we do need some coaching change, in my opinion, I can think of about three. But I do think talent acquisition is priority one.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm with you a little bit on, hey, Cade, maybe more of the problem than Garrett Riley. But here's the thing I keep going back to on that as well. It's obvious that Dabo doesn't fully trust Garrett Riley, or else he wouldn't be literally standing there beside him and having some of the input. And if you have a coordinator that doesn't exude the leadership skills that you want, you don't trust him, then you go out and you find somebody that will. And as an example, you go find Todd Monken and you tell him, hey, what will it take? And yeah, by the way, I'm moving one of our coaches, running back coaches, to another role. And so you can bring somebody with you want, and let's get this thing turned around. And then, of course, Khan in the secondary. But talent acquisition, I'm with you on that. And there's so many options out there. But here's the thing. And I want to – last week I listened to you had, I think it was a sports psychologist on.
Yes, sir.
I don't remember the doctor's name.
Yeah.
But y'all started preaching a little bit, and I really, really enjoyed that. And so I got another one for you from the book of Proverbs. What comes just before the fall, Nick?
Oh, pride. Nick? Pride.
Pride.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing that pride, and we're seeing the fall. And the fall will continue if the arrogance and the pride continues.
Yeah.
And I almost liken it to, albeit on a much, much lesser scale, it's almost like Pharaoh. How many plagues do you have to see before you actually are not blinded and do something? And right now we're seeing a decline over the years. You could call them minor plagues if you want to, but you get the analogy I'm making.
Yes, oh yeah.
And I'm totally with you on this right here. I get that you stand by your morals. I don't think for 1 minute Tony Elliott's not standing by his morals.
That's right.
In Virginia.
That's right.
But he's you know what he's doing? He's doing what he needs to do to turn that program around.
Yeah.
If Tony Elliott can win at Virginia, you can't tell me that Dabo can't adapt some and win again at Clemson.
Yeah.
But is his arrogance and his pride literally going to end in a divorce because he won't see the forest for the trees?
That's going to be the story of the next 2 weeks and really the next 8 or 10 months. That's the theme of this show for the next 8 or 10 months. You hit the nail on the head.
These next couple weeks going to set the course.
Hey, by the way, Jerry, you mentioned Munkin, and why'd you mention him? Because I've got a theory on that. Why'd you mention him?
Well, because you look at, first of all, I'm not a Georgia fan at all. You know, to me, the most hated rival is South Carolina, and then Georgia is right there behind them. But here's the thing. When I see excellence, I have to applaud it. And the fact is, when Munkin arrived on the scene down at Georgia, and yeah, by the way, he had Matt Luke as his O-line coach.
Yeah.
But I saw a complete turnaround in the way Georgia started playing football. Yeah, give Kirby Smart credit. The defense has always been there, and they had some really nasty ones when they won the back-to-back titles. But what Munkin was able to do and the leadership that he exudes and his play calling and the rhythm that he gets into, Nick, and I don't see that rhythm with Riley, but I see the rhythm Munkin gets into, and he's up there at Baltimore. I got to think he's wanting some warmer weather. So, you know, if I'm Dabo, that's the first phone call I make, and I say, dude, listen, I'm going to let you have the reins. He's letting Tom Allen have the reins on defense. Let Munkin do the same on O, man.
The reason I asked you that was I didn't know what kind of insider you are, because I had heard a couple of years ago, and I'm reminded of it. I got a couple buddies of mine that remind me of it a lot, is that Dabo was pretty fond of Munkin. Munkin, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs now, and so you got one more week maybe, and does he like the NFL? Does he, you know, one of the big things he didn't like about college was recruiting. Well, Tom Allen's not going out recruiting. Could you tell him he didn't have to recruit as well? Now that you got all these other guys you can send on the road, can he compete salary-wise? Because Munkin was pretty close to getting an NFL job. You know, that's a pretty easy transition from coordinator. But then when Jackson gets hurt and they don't do as well, he's probably fallen down the ladder a few rings at least. And so maybe that could be a name you might hear about. Now, I don't know that. I'm saying that can be a name we hear about here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I tell you what, it would tickle me to death. And I do think you give Munkin the ability to bring at least one coach with him, because I think there needs to be at least one more opening on offense.
At least. Let me go over there. We'd have more net, Jerry. I can tell you that. I would help you move. We'll box them all up, because I got more than one, buddy. I got about three or four on that chopping block right now. Yeah, no doubt. Good stuff, Jerry.
I
appreciate the phone call.
Take care, buddy.
You too, my friend.
Yep.
Couple of things. I'm going to bring in John Height, who's going to step in over here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Great. How's your daughter's Christmas?
Oh, she had the best time.
What a cutie pie she is.
She had the best time. 13 months is a fun age at Christmas time.
It's a great age. And well, I'll tell you this. It gets better and better and better. So you're going to like all that. I want to go back and correct myself on something or clarify. Because I had someone text me saying, you don't have to change your morals and your values and principles. And Jerry mentioned the same thing, or Ben, one of the guys mentioned the same thing there. My point is that, look, Tony Elliott is as pristine a man, and I have as much respect for him as any football coach in the country. But he also knows that you have to tamper. Now, once you get him there, you can do all the Paul Journey stuff you want to do. But I don't think you can be successful in the portal if you don't tamper. Am I wrong there?
Well, I think we need to define tampering.
Well,
I think Faxon and I have talked about this on our show, which you will hear today from 9 to noon, that in these press conferences, I don't push as hard against Coach Sweeney as maybe some do, because I don't expect him to come out and read off his shopping list before he goes to the store.
Right. Right.
I do believe that you can have representation talk to players' representation without talking to said player.
Right. That's where that has changed now.
You saw the Pete Nakos report over the weekend that Clemson and UCLA are schools to keep an eye on with this safety from Kansas.
But now let me point this out too. You're getting that from an agent side.
Sure.
And most likely when you mention those schools, then you're creating a market for that.
I'm not saying that that's incorrect, but I do feel like the agent is not going to, based on what we saw with that said outlet yesterday, like a writer is not going to come out here and just start randomly throwing schools into the mix for a player. So like something had to have happened.
Sure.
There.
Sure. Or the agent is just totally lying about it because he wants to create that. Put it this way. I'm playing golf with Tommy West one time. This is a couple of years after he was out of the business. And he said, let me tell you about a phone call I got today. And I said, what was it? He said, it was from one of these national guys. And at the time, I don't forget who it was. But he goes, it's like a big time, like Sports Illustrated writer.
Yeah.
And he said, he asked me, he goes, I really liked him, by the way. He said, the guy liked us. He came out a couple of games. He liked us and all stuff. And he goes, hey, Tommy, do you want to get back into coaching? And he said, I'm not sure. I think I do. And he said, well, here's the deal. If you want me to, I'll start putting your name out on a couple of these lists and other athletic directors will see it. And he's like, what? That's how it works. He said, yeah. You don't have to be linked to a job. I'll put your name out there and then it helps you the next time the other fan bases or other ADC.
Oh, yeah. And I know anytime a coach gets fired, if you see a Chris Lowe tweet or a Pete Thamel tweet, that's all agents doing the work. Yeah. That is nothing.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Maybe that's just, I need to adjust and thinking that it is the game that the agents are playing, that there's not actual tangible ties.
You create value by putting that out there. But now, again, that smoke's got to be coming from somewhere, too, through all that. But the point there is that the talent, and you follow recruiting.
There's not as much as I used to.
But there's been a drop-off. But the reason you don't follow as much as you used to because it's not as fun to follow.
Oh, correct. Yeah, we don't take a day off work to follow National Signing Day anymore.
Right, and we're not going to have the Fort Hill Clemson deal this year because it's not as fun to follow because you're not recruiting as well. I like the idea of rewarding your players on that are currently here, but if you don't get them in the high school deals and you're not paying what other schools are paying in high school, and you're not going to portal, then you're going to see pretty mediocre football. And I think it's what we've seen. And that's where 20 losses over 5 years comes from.
Absolutely.
Instead of six or seven losses over 6 years. In the previous 11 years, if you divide it almost down the middle, 6 years before and 5 years since, Clemson had seven losses in 6 years. And the last 5 years, they've had 20 losses. And that's pretty easy math. Pride is a major issue. I love the fact Dabo Sweeney should be proud of his program. He should be proud of what he's built. But two things. If he doesn't adapt then it'll be a past event. He won't be the current head coach. And the other part of it is he has to have stronger coaches around him that will force him to stand up and go in the office and go, "Coach, we got to change this. We have to take a quarterback. If we don't, we're dead with your guy. We're dead in the waters." And I mentioned this before I take a break. Vecina can get it done. He can develop, and there's a scenario out there where he wins. And Dabo can say, "Nana, boo, boo, I told you." He can do that. He can throw it in your face. He tried to do it with Jack Smith, but Jack Smith was 90th in punting this year. With that said, there's another scenario that he doesn't get it done, doesn't take a quarterback, doesn't get it done, and either Denson or Reynolds is ready in October, and you win 4 games in a row, and you can go, "Well, here's our future." But outside of that, those are the only two scenarios where Dabo wins by not taking a quarterback. The other ones are all safety nets. Takes one, Vecina beats him out, safety net. Takes one, Vecina doesn't beat him out, safety net. It's all there for him. Going without the safety net of not going to get a quarterback in the portal means either Vecina better get better, or if he doesn't, you better win about your last 4 or 5 games to beat South Carolina and Death Valley and with a freshman or a sophomore quarterback and go, "Our future's still here, boys," because the safety net's gone. Short break. We'll come back. Much more of your phone calls, your text messages right after this.
One of my favorite things about the holiday season is the ability to enjoy sports with your family, with your friends, as you're gathering. And the best way to make it all mean just a little bit more is with Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties, on the hardwood, everything you need, including Underdog. It's the best way to play. And with Underdog Unwrapped, you're going to unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays with boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, and even some surprises sprinkled in there. Now's the best time to get in the game. All you do to play, just pick whether your favorite players go higher or lower on your favorite stats. And if you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the app today. Use promo code OOB to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB, Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-get-terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options? No worries. That is where Greer Flooring Center and our consultants can help you. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, engineered hardwood, and answer your questions to customize the perfect space for you. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Brr! When it's cold outside, you know it's time to head to Harrison's. From rain-resistant hoodies to heavy-duty coats and everything in between, Harrison's has all the layers to keep you warm and dry. And we know hard work doesn't stop just because the temperatures drop. Get FR and high-vis gear, work boots and safety shoes, and the largest selection of workwear for men and women. Harrison's has what you need to work safely and warm all winter long. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam, blown-in, bat insulation, attic ventilation and air sealing, and crawl space insulation and encapsulations. Triple your savings with Koala Insulation of Greenville. Lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits through December 31st. Call today, 864-867-1779 to find out how you can save.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way. Talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Eric Snyder, I know they had a great Christmas at Snyder Tree here. Man, I love what Eric Snyder has built there. And by the way, great place to work. So go on there, go to SnyderTree.com, SnyderTree.com, and look about maybe changing the career. 401k matching and health and dental and vision insurance for you and your family and paid time off and retirement planning. And professional development with great opportunities. The other thing is, like, they have these monthly appreciation, employee appreciation events. Like, they get together, they cook out, and they have a good time. So they love this. It's a family atmosphere. It's a great culture. Take the tie off. Get out of the cubicle. Get outside, man. And go to work with Snyder Tree Care. Great people. Snyder Tree, SnyderTree.com. 833-4-MY-TREE. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR. I apologize to the texters. She's got so many phone calls. Let's get to these guys. David's been hanging on. Hey, David, thanks for your patience calling in, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mickey. How you doing?
Bless. I hope you had a good Christmas.
Man, it was good. I had a good time.
Good.
Until I saw that game.
Ooh.
But listen, I kind of expected that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's sad to see how much a guy has built. And one of your callers before, he used a proverb verse, pride always comes before the fall.
Right.
And I agree with him 100%. And it's sad to see a guy that has built such, I mean, like you said it earlier, what he did the previous 10 years before NIL was next to what Saban may have done.
Yep.
Nobody done it quite better, but outside of Saban. And just to see his pride, you know, not to go out to the transfer portal. It's a lot of good kids. I've been saying that for years. There's a lot of good kids. Everybody in that portal is not in the portal to get money.
Right.
Some people are trying to find a better situation for their family,
right,
get closer to home, looking for an opportunity to play. And if they can help your team, why not go get it?
Yep.
And I think of some of the things he's said over the past. I'll be honest, Mickey, I'm not confident that he's going to make the changes that we all are looking forward to. Because he's going to need to make drastic changes in order to really get the program back, because they've let it slip so far, if that makes sense. But I do hope Clemson get back, you know, on track. I hope Dabo will wake up and just, you know, like you said, we need a quarterback. They need everything. So I'm going to keep supporting the team, but it's hard to watch these days, man. And I do enjoy listening to you, Mick, and I'm glad you guys and everybody is telling it like it is. Hopefully Dabo's listening.
David, I appreciate the phone call, man. Happy New Year to you, and always appreciate you listening and support for sure. Clemson fans like Dabo. They want Dabo to succeed. But they don't like him so much at the risk of not adapting and losing. John Hyatt and I were having a discussion during the break. If you took a good quarterback and it didn't work out, you can survive 7-6 again. You can just say, hey, man, we made a mistake, or quarterback's like. But if you don't take a quarterback, that safety net goes away, because then it's all on you. Clemson fans don't want to fire Dabo Swinney. They want Dabo to fix it, and he deserves a chance to fix it. But Clemson fans also read comments and are right to be skeptical whether he's going to make the changes. You can't go from losing 7 games in 6 years and playing in 6 college football playoffs and playing for 4 national championships and winning 2 national championships to a 5-year period in which you lose 20 games, and then make comments like, well, we're the most people don't realize how close we are. Most people on the outside don't realize how close we are. Well, this isn't and oh, by the way, this isn't just this year. But this isn't close. When Clemson got beat And of those seven losses in those 6 years, you know who beat Clemson in those seven losses in 6 years? Alabama did. Ohio State did. Good football team. If you beat Clemson in 2015, 16, 17, and 18, and 19, man, you were a heck of a football team. Alabama's the only team to beat them in 2015, and they won the national championship. In 2016, Pittsburgh beat them on a last-second field goal. It wasn't a great Pittsburgh team. They played great. Clemson turned it over a bunch, but the Tigers won the national championship. In 2017, the quarterback got hurt at Syracuse, and he got beat. And then Alabama beat you in the Superdome. You know, that was a good football team. In 2018, nobody beat you. In 2019, the only team that beat you was perhaps the best college football team in the history of the sport was LSU. And in 2020, Notre Dame beat you because Trevor had COVID, and then a great Ohio State team beat you. After that, a good Georgia team beat you in 21, but that was not a good NC State team that beat you on the road in 21. That was not a good football team. I'm sorry. That was not a very good Pittsburgh team. Well, now the Pittsburgh team turned out to be pretty good in 21. The losses get worse. In 22, Notre Dame just manhandled you. And South Carolina came in here and beat you, and Tennessee beat you. And I don't think those were good football teams, but not what it was before. In 23, that was a terrible NC State team that beat you, a terrible Miami team that beat you, not a very good Duke team that beat you. Now, I like the Florida State team that beat you that year in 23. You know, last year it was a good Georgia team that beat you. That wasn't a great Louisville team that came in here and thumped Clemson. That wasn't a good South Carolina team that it's pretty good, but not great South Carolina team. And this past year, LSU was 7-6. Georgia Tech was 9-5, maybe, when it's all said and done. That was a terrible Syracuse team, and the quarterback got hurt, I get it. But SMU and Duke beat you, all those at home? In the old days, if you're going to beat Clemson, you were a national championship contender kind of team. Not anymore. Not anymore. Jay is in Anderson. Jay, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Let me say one other thing to Jay. And by the way, when you did win, you weren't beating Louisville 20-19. You weren't beating a bad Florida State team. You were beating teams and crushing teams, 50 and 60 points, crushing teams. Clemson fans see that. Anyway, Jay, I appreciate you hanging on, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. So, listen, I was all prepared to call in, and you and a bunch of callers stole my thunder with the pride and arrogance factor. Because, look, I love Dabo. I think he's the best thing to happen in half a century or whatever. But the problem is I think we're all picking up a little tone of pride and arrogance. And so what I was going to piggyback on that is he also shouldn't be like a martyr now either. I mean, he's been great and he deserves a ton of credit, but he's getting paid, you know, $10, $12 million a year. Yeah. And he's like, you know, the most popular man in the state. So, you know, he needs to catch a little flack. I don't like the how dare you sort of I'm right, you're wrong attitude. So that's what I wanted to say. I love what you guys are talking about. I love Clemson. I want him to win. I hope he turns around. I think he can, but I just don't see it right now. I think he's got to get over his pride and arrogance to do it. So thank you.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. That's a very good point. I'm not a Dan Wolken fan. But I thought he made a very interesting comment on Saturday after the Clemson loss, and let me find it here. He says, bear with me 1 second here. He said that you don't get to bring up the old college football world. I got to find it somewhere, and I will find it. But to bring up the old college football world and where things was in the old world, and because you're so good in that, and now things have changed. And I mentioned this before, that Dabo was one of the two best coaches in the country in the old system. But, John, he's not one of the 20 best coaches in the country in the new system. And that hurts to say, man. That's in the new way of doing things, it's a lot longer list of guys who do it as good or better. In the old way, is it safe to say he was one of the two best?
Yes.
And the guy he was second to was perhaps the greatest coach in the history of the game?
Yes.
Dabo Swinney's a Hall of Famer. Accurate.
Oh, he hangs it up today. He's a College Football Hall of Famer, no doubt about it. He will be enshrined in Atlanta.
But if he had been hired in 2020 or 2021 with the new age environment of NIL and transfer portal,
he'd already be fired.
He'd already been fired. That's right. So it's hard. It's almost like you've got to talk about high-speed internet compared to dial-up. Or clearly drawing lines in the sand. BC and AD. Like, there is before this date and after this date.
There's BPAP, before portal, after portal.
Right. That's it. And in the new world, it's not working. And so everything he did before, he can still do. If he swallows his pride, if he does what other successful coaches are doing at this time. Because he's not so smart that he can do it his way and only his way. Sure. That's one of the things. In the preseason, we were told this. Maybe the Dabo way is better. Maybe just do like what just pay Peter Woods and Parker and Klubnik and Williams, and maybe that would work. It didn't work.
Well, we've had these conversations maybe in passing in the hall during the season, but you and I haven't really talked about this during the air, on air. How much of this season, because now we are not only compensating the players, but, I mean, you and I know both good and well that the players at Clemson, are the top-end ones, are compensated very well.
Yes.
How much of them or of the problem this year was those guys just taking the money and not putting the work in?
I don't know that. I know this. I know they weren't productive.
So, what I agree with you, yes. And the, so part of that to me, in a very uneducated view of this, is that, yes, does Coach Swinney need to make changes 100%? Does pride come before the fall? I agree with all of that that has been said since I've been here this morning. But I also think that you paid the wrong people. And I think some of the people who got the money did not handle the responsibility of the money and the roles that they were being given correctly.
So with that said,
I think it's a combination of all of it. Did Dabo do this season correctly? No, far from it.
Right.
From January to today.
Right.
Did not handle it correctly. But I also think that 2, 3, 11, we could sit here, 8 on, I mean, there's a ton of guys up and down this depth chart who we know were highly compensated and I think only cared about declaring their name for the NFL draft at the end of the year.
Yeah, there's no doubt that those guys did not play well. There's no doubt that when Peter Woods has, let me get the exact stats here for you.
Was it 2 tackles for loss?
Yeah. And a lack of quarterback pressures. And you could say double teams. And
I don't care. That's what the money's for. Get off the double team.
Yeah, that's what.
You're not going to get double teamed in the NFL?
Christian Wilkins got double teamed.
You don't think Dexter Lawrence gets double teamed all the time at the NFL level?
Yeah. Michael Dean Perry got double teamed.
Got triple teamed. Quadruple teamed.
Yeah.
They had to throw him out of practice because he was so disruptive.
Yeah.
How many times did we hear of Peter Woods getting thrown out of practice because he was so disruptive?
In 554 plays, 3.5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, 6 quarterback pressures in 554 plays. Parker, in 548 plays, 9.5 tackles for loss and 5 sacks. That doesn't cut it. That's $3 million right there.
Right.
And you got 7 sacks in the whole season. And 13 tackles for loss out of the guys combining to play 1,100 plays.
I also think it was a misallocation of funds to pay T.J. Parker what you did because he did all of that last year against a third-string tackle at Pitt.
Right. Klubnik, 2.5, whatever it was, 16 touchdowns and 6 picks.
Not enough ROI.
2,700 yards passing and a completion percentage of 66%. Not good enough.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Not for, I mean, without knowing, I would assume he's one of the top 2 to 5 paid people in that building this season.
Yeah. Yep. Not enough. Short break. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm coming to you. Much more right after this.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176. Or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak Testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today.
LowCountryMail.com.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rackroom Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
For over 10 years, CompX National has trusted Industrial Motor Service to keep their operation running strong.
We've always had excellent service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on the Roar.
Without care.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I hope you never have to call my friends at All Dry, but myalldry.com. I hope you don't have to call 864-863-1234. Well, what an easy number to remember. 864-863-1234. You can remember that when it does go bad for you. These are your local water and mold experts. Now, John, just in that tagline right there, that says a lot. Local, or your local water and mold experts. The one thing among the many things I love about My All Dry and All Dry, the good folks there, Stan and Tim and Justin, all the guys, is that they do exactly what they say they're going to do. And so many of us don't know what to do. So it is a rapid response team that you call, and you're not calling a phone answering service, whatever. You're calling these good folks, and they're taking care of you. And it's going to be rapid, and they're going to put this thing behind you. And when disaster strikes, these are the people to call. So don't mess around with mold. I've had a family member that messed around with mold, and it ended up costing a surgery when it's all said and done. Complete mold inspection, removal, and prevention services. These are people, obviously, they're like local licensed, bonded, insured. So you put all that to bed. One of the great things I love about them, too, is that they're not going to estimate for them to do more work for you. They're going to get you the right diagnosis. And they don't use any subcontractors. You're dealing with these good folks. So call today. Let Stan start the process. Your local water and mold experts, 864-863-1234, myalldry.com. And I don't do a good Matthew McConaughey, but I can tell you, all dry, all dry, all dry. Let these folks take care of you for sure. 654 Roar. Tennessee Tiger's been hanging on the longest. I got a couple minutes for everybody. Good morning, Tennessee Tiger. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. Doing good. Just because this verse was brought up about pride goes before a fall. It's pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall.
Okay.
And I don't know Dabo to sit down and talk to him and ask him. He's got his own circle of people. When Nick Saban was hired and they complained about his salary and all that, I don't care how much Dabo makes, but the return on investment for Alabama has been, we've all seen that. Mm-hmm. But to get to the ball game Saturday, the play where the two defenders couldn't tackle the receiver for Penn State,
yeah.
Did that not remind you of the Duke game when two defenders had him wrapped up? So somebody's got to be hired over there. They got to teach somebody how to tackle and keep driving until you hear the whistle.
Yeah.
But I caught the tail end of a caller, and I heard Monken's name come up. See, I thought that Todd Monken or his brother Jeff at Army might have got a call from Penn State, but did he have some sources on that?
No, he was just mentioning him because he did such a good job at Georgia, and now with the Ravens, yeah. And things aren't going great with the Ravens, and maybe he wanted to get back in the college game. And I mentioned the fact that I had heard, I don't know this for a fact, heard that Dabo was a big admirer of what he did at Georgia. So that's where all that
came
from.
Yeah, I don't think it was mentioned. He also did that at Georgia with the quarterback who, Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not an all-world quarterback, but he could dial some plays up.
But there's something to be said now, too, and something that we've not mentioned at all today, that Dabo's had different coordinators. And Dabo had every right in the world to hire those coordinators, but there's a point in time in there, too, where you kind of run out of the coordinator blame.
That's
you know,
true. Let me say this, Mickey.
Yeah.
There's a book out there that you might have seen. I've not read it. You know, I just looked at the chapters. It's called it's not the big that eat the small. It's the fast that eat the slow. Oh. And so when you look at the college football in the last 5 years, you know, Texas had their TV program first. The Big Ten got ahead of everybody else in expansion with the SEC, and the Pac-10 just sat around and said, we'll just see, where this is going to go. So it's one thing to study something, you know, long enough, but at some point you've got to see what's going on, and you got to be in there. But when Ryan Day comes out and he said, I got to have $20 million, this was, you know, like last year, this is almost like a cattle auction. You been to the cattle auction?
I have not.
Well, that's what's going on now with the portal system.
Oh, sure. Sure. 100%. You're 100% right about that. That's all it is. It's auctioneer recruiting. We talked about it before. Tennessee Tiger, appreciate the phone call. Thanks an awful lot. Kevin is in Simpsonville. Kevin, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
All right. How you doing? Just calling in, longtime Clemson fan. Just wondering where we go is, you know, Clemson in the ACC with this NIL stuff again. I mean, is my question is this. You got to look at somebody like Miami. You know, do you pay the money and get a DJ Lagway in the portal, or where do we go from here? Because I think most of ACC, the teams that beat us, get their quarterbacks coming back. So we got to do something now. I don't know where Dabo goes from here, or, you know, how we do it or whatever, but we're in a new world. This is crazy, you know, with NIL.
It's a whole new world.
What you think about that? Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it's a whole new world out there now, no doubt about that. And when changes happen, either you adapt or you die. Simple as that. Hey, Upcountry Fiber, for a stronger solution, love Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com, and the five upstate counties. Get in touch with them. Upcountry Fiber does an absolutely incredible job with your internet, with your home phone systems, with your office phone systems, with your home or office TV as well. Get the very best. Don't sign a contract. Don't get bait and switch pricing. Go with the fastest internet, go with the best internet, and go with the one that's got the best customer service. It's upcountryfiber.com. Scott's in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Mick. Hard to come back today, man. Off too many days.
I went to bed last night. Honest to goodness, I went to bed last night at like 7:30. And I woke up at 10, 12, 2, 4. And I was like, I went to bed too soon last night. So I don't mind days off like that. But, you know, part of it does say, like, you kind of get out of the structure a little bit at least. So we'll be here tomorrow. Be here on Friday.
Yep. Hey, are we closer now to being good than we were in 2015, or were we closer in 2015?
Oh, 2015.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a...
I'm just curious. I'm wondering if Dabo's going to be a little gun-shy in the portal because we paid so many players this year and didn't have the success, didn't get the ROI.
Well, here's the thing. Clemson's going to have about $25 million to spend. Are you going to give it to some of those guys that you saw play Saturday?
No. Mickey, some of them guys, the radio guy said it best. Those guys were told to play a full game, and they hadn't played more than 10 snaps all year long.
Yeah, that's hard,
and,
man.
And they're wore out. That's why we got blown out in the second half.
Well, not just that.
They're worn out. They had not been there since high school. They hadn't played that many snaps since high school.
Well, not just that. Is there's a reason they weren't playing, because they're not that good.
Oh, yeah, because they're not good. Yeah. So we got to have a total revamp, reset. But you know what? I'm going to trust a man that built it to fix it.
And, he deserves an opportunity to fix it. But on the 2015 stuff, in 2015 you had Deshaun Watson and Wayne Gallman and you had Artavis Scott and Jordan Leggett and Hunter Renfro and Ray McLeod and you had the Bowers and the Shaq Lawsons. The Carlos Watkins, right now, the Austin Bryant.
We don't have a lot. Mickey, I bet you could count. I bet there's less than 10 players currently that are going to give considerable playing time and minutes next year if he can fix it in the portal.
Well, then
there's less than 10 on this team right now.
No, there you got some pieces to build around, but you got to build.
Oh, yeah.
Around those guys. I mentioned that in the first hour, and John, get your thoughts on this. But Scott, appreciate it, man. Hope you have a great day, bud.
Thanks, bud.
Good to hear from you. You can build around Davidson at running back. You can build around Wesco and Moore and Brown maybe and maybe Burroughs. You can build around Betancur and Brooking and Sapp at tight end. You can build around Jacobs and Thurman on the offensive line. You can build around Helt and Lawson and Adams and Burley and Green. There are pieces there. You can build around Sammy Brown. You can build around Hampton. But you got to build around them. Those guys, if you stay pat and you don't go get starters at quarterback and in the secondary and on the offensive line – those guys aren't good enough And those guys, those guys you build around, if you don't build around them, they're not good enough to handle it. One of the best comments we heard all day, the reason Hunter Renfrow was so great was because he had 2 5-star wide receivers in Ross and T. Higgins playing with him. I mean.
And Mike Williams.
Yeah, Mike Williams, yeah.
Jordan Leggett.
Right. He had those guys playing with him, and so now he becomes a great second or third option, fourth option. Hunter Renfrow, if he was your number one receiver and you didn't have those guys, then you could cover Renfrow. You could devote enough defenders to cover Renfrow. But, man, that guy was the second option, the third option, and he was great at that. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. Good hands are Brad Hughes. Good hands at Allstate. 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better covers, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. To Scott's point, Dabo deserves a chance to fix it. But one chance to fix it. That's why the quarterback is so important in this thing, and taking one in the portal is so important in this thing, that if you don't take one and it doesn't work, then you don't get another chance. I told you the story about the Russian president and the letter. Right? There's more than one letter in the letter in my top drawer and blame me for the first time, second time, sit down and write a letter. Like, you could do that. And you've done that with coordinators. Like, you could fire a coordinator once and fire a coordinator, but after a while, blowback comes on you. And that blowback coming from somebody's got to stand up inside the building and make this thing heard. We have to adapt. And if we don't adapt, then that's it. Then we'll die. Adapt or die. That's it. And the thing is, he's made comments like that in the past. Larry Williams had the great tweet earlier of a quote he made about how the great companies adapt. And yet, the comments, I don't blame Clemson fans for being concerned when you hear comments like the people on the outside don't realize how close we are. I think the issue is that the head coach overvalues his hand so often. And then the other one is being thin-skinned and so prideful that you just can't see it and wanting to prove you're wrong rather than his job's not to be right. His job is not to prove a doubter's wrong. His job is to win football games, and I know he developed men and all that, but his job is to make his football team better rather than being right. None of us are always right. My job's not to be right. My job's to put the best show we can put on, and some of that's maybe when I'm wrong. Skip the music over there. 2-minute drill. John, why don't you maybe preview the coming show? Or?
Well, yeah, we are going to Facts on Sports with Fax and Childress and myself is going to start here at the top of the hour.
I listen every day.
I hope you enjoyed today. We are going to probably continue a lot of the same discourse you have had here this morning. But really quickly, I said this at the bowl preview show. When I first started here about 9 years ago, Walt Deptula told me East Carolina would never even make it to a bowl game. Well, now they are back-to-back winners of the Military Bowl. After going into this game without their offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, quarterback, running back, tight end, number 2 wide receiver.
Arr!
14-5 Blake Harrell since taking over as head coach.
Arr! Good job, man.
First 9-win season since 2013.
Good job. One thing I haven't talked about, by the way, Eric Newton, for all real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with me to help you out. Eric Newton is the very best in the business. EricNewton.com. One thing I have not discussed, I wanted to get into today, the Big Ten's 5-0. The ACC is 5-3. How about the SEC 2-4 so far? Kind of a rough start for the Southeastern Conference.
I thought it was a meat grinder.
Meat grinder.
It's not that difficult.
All right. Let me thank all the callers, sponsors, texters, tweeters, emails. John Hite, great job. Up next, I know you hear me say this, 2 of my favorite people, Fax and John. Friends, have a wonderful Monday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.